Hello, lovely subs. I hope you are well. I'm recording this on a very chilly morning here in Scotland. -5 this morning. But we have hit -9 this week, which has been pretty crazy. I've lived in Scotland my whole life. I've travelled a little bit, but never properly lived anywhere else. But this is the coldest I've ever seen it in Scotland, so I hope it's okay with you, wherever you are. I would love to hear whether you have it colder and what that's like, but also if you have it warmer, it might make me feel a bit better about what I'm missing at the moment. Anyway, first of all, as always, thank you very much for subscribing to the podcast. You're taking the time to listen not only to the episodes I make on a weekly basis, but this extra episode that I try and do each Friday for you as well. And I hope you take something a little bit more personal from it. I feel like my tone is a little bit more personal with these ones. And if you ever, obviously, if you ever want to write to me or just have conversation over email, please let me know. I say it on the podcast, but it's genuinely my favorite thing, hearing from people on their self-development journey. Even if you feel like it's not worth writing about, there's nothing significant. There's a beauty in, again, I've done episodes on this before, but there's beauty in the mundane. You know, what are the habits that you're really proud of that might seem boring to everyone else, but you're really proud of? What are the things that you're showing really good discipline with? Again, it comes back down to that pride. How has it affected your life in a positive way, in a meaningful way, in a fulfilling way? How does it align with your values? Do you feel like what you're working towards now is a different path because it's more aligned with your values? You're maybe not living a life that you once were, decided by other people, etc., etc. So I'd love to hear from you. And obviously, if it's, you know, continual conversation as well, that's wonderful as well. So today's episode, I want to share with you all this idea. And a lot of the ideas that I share are about timing. It might be the right time to hear it for you. It might resonate with you somewhat. And I always hope that it inspires, not even action, but it inspires some thought. It inspires a perspective for you that allows you to step forward with believing in yourself, essentially, giving you the peace of mind that what you're doing is actually okay and the right thing for you. This episode is about finding balance in all aspects of life. And it comes from a recent experience. I have been in December, maybe late November as well, very busy with work, just time of year, natural occurrence. Work has been very busy. It's not allowed me time to be as creative as I would have liked with the podcast. This podcast is very much a habit that I've developed over more than 2 years, but I enjoy the creative element of it. I enjoy writing episodes. I enjoy exploring topics a little bit more, in a bit more depth. And it stopped me from doing that. But also, it makes your mind racing all the time. It's tough to process, it's tough to switch off. Do you ever feel that when you're busy, and then you get some moments to switch off, that it's not enough to actually process it before your mind starts racing again? I have a week off between Christmas and New Year, which is nice, and that will be an important part of that processing phase or period for me. But it's about finding balance in all of these moments. Life never stops. We need to find times and moments that we can process, that our body can find consistency with. In one of the emails I think I'm writing, or I've written, but it's coming out on Sunday, is about this processing time for ourselves. I used to think that I needed days to process a busy period, whether that's socially, work-wise, exercise-wise. But now I've found that I actually only need a few hours, maybe on a Saturday or a Sunday, to myself. And that is almost like a reset button for me that allows me to feel okay. It allows me to feel all right about having to be busy again. I guess it relates, not specifically, but it could be connotated with that Sunday dread of you've got a whole week of work coming up. How do you feel about it? It's obviously anxiety. You don't know what you're walking into, etc. But that processing allows me to process that during the week in a more healthy way. So finding balance, I think, is about processing. I think it's sometimes about novelty. So actually finding something that's a bit different, that wakes your mind up, that novelty can be a form of rest because a different part of your brain is working. You're out of your normal routine. Novelty is not stressful. Novelty is pure play. It's discovering, it's exploring, it's curiosity. Novelty can sometimes be reading a brand new book. When you go on that emotional journey of a book or a movie, and that can almost be a form of that finding balance, essentially. There is a fine line between escapism being something that we rely on to dull or numb our lives, our ordinary day-to-day lives. But escapism can also be used as that form of rest, which is so important. Unless you're a special personality type, everybody needs that time to find balance and to process. We could look at exercise, we could look at diet, we could look at how each of those can be extreme, and that you need time to process, whether that is on a weekly basis, whether that's on a monthly basis, whether that's on a fortnightly basis. All of these things are important as part of that balance to our day-to-day lives, but I guess more related to what I'm talking about in this podcast is our minds, our mindsets. If we have that processing time that works for us, and this can change over time. Like I say, I used to need a whole day of no plans, no structure in order to be ready for structure the rest of the time. But now I just need a few hours. But this is important to think about from our own individual perspectives. If you've had a busy week, actually having that time to do the things that you love or have that time to yourself, this is not a selfish act. This is a necessary act for you to be the best version of yourself. But also looking after yourself, that self-care, that self-love of allowing your mind to be in the right place. We potentially overcommit to things to, I don't want to say just please other people, but there's an element of it to that. But there's an element of you don't want to miss out. You only get one life, etc. Like, you don't want to miss out on something that could be enjoyable. But sometimes there's just that time to say, no, I need that time to find balance. I don't want to focus too much on the being by yourself. But finding balance can come in so many different shapes and forms. Whether that's maybe you've not done enough exercise, so exercise would actually be the best thing rather than the other extreme. Or diet, your diet might have been really good, so you need a bit of a blowout rather than you've been eating really badly, so you need to eat healthily. It's all relevant. So finding balance is what we need to do. I don't have the answer specifically for you. I just have the idea. I just have the thought. So my number one recommendation for finding balance, journaling. Journaling is the one thing that allows you to get your thoughts onto paper. Like I said, if your mind's really busy or it's racing, you're almost dumping all of those thoughts somewhere. So it clears up a bit of that headspace. So journaling is probably the best starting point. Structure-wise, it's up to you. There's no structure that... Some might work, some might not, but you just need to get it out. And from there, you'll discover, you'll find solutions to any problems, you'll find solutions to the things that you need to in your own way. And that's us today. That's my thoughts. So I hope that finding balance is something that you potentially need or resonates with you, or if it doesn't just now, it will in the future. So you can revert back to this episode to use. But as I said at the start, as always, thank you so much for subscribing. Please reach out if you feel you want to share your story or share your thoughts in that sense as well. I hope you're enjoying these personal, almost bonus episodes as well. I feel like it adds real value to what the podcast is about. And in January, I will release another workshop-based episode, which is more structured around tasks and things that you can implement and use. So, as always, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you all next time. Cheers.